Nolte, press secretary forced to debunk three fake news hoaxes 10 days into Trump administration. By John Nolte on January 29, 2025. We're only a little over 1 week into President Trump's second term, and already the press secretary's office has had to debunk three fake news hoaxes. Debunking latest fake news hoaxes, reads the press release from the Office of Communications. President Donald J. Trump has been subjected to more manufactured fake news hoaxes than any president in history, the memo explains, and it hasn't gotten any better in his second term. It starts with the biggie. Hoax, Senator Chris Murphy, DCT, Representative Jasmine Crockett, DTX, and media outlets claim President Trump's directive to pause radical, wasteful government spending means an end to Medicaid, food assistance, and other individual assistance programs. Fact, individual federal assistance programs, such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, SNAP, and other important programs, are explicitly excluded, as was made clear by Press Secretary Caroline Levitt in a memo from the Office of Management and Budget. Only unnecessary spending, such as DEI, the Green New Scam, and funding non-governmental organizations that undermine the national interest, are included in President Trump's directive. In their defense, some in the regime media are simply too stupid to understand what the administration is doing with this memo. Untold billions of tax dollars are funneled to bureaucrats who, for some reason, have the power to fund whatever they want. Instead of detailing where the money goes, Congress gives the money to bureaucrats and says, "Run with it." That is the money this memo paused for 90 days in order to make sure that deep state traders are not giving one. Money not directed by Congress to two organizations that oppose the president's agenda. A good example is the billion sent to NGOs to aid and abet illegal immigration. Naturally, the fake media are either too young and stupid to grasp how this works, or they are straight up lying with this nonsense about how school lunches and Social Security will be cut off. Here is Press Secretary Caroline Levitt talking to the media like the idiots they are. Here's hoax number two. Hoax, Governor J.B. Pritzker, DEL, and Chicago Public Schools officials claimed, without bothering to verify, that Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agents had conducted a raid at a local elementary school, a false claim echoed by media outlets, including the Chicago Tribune. Fact, it was actually the U.S. Secret Service investigating a threat unrelated to immigration. What we had here were idiots in the media taking dictation from a fat slime like Pritzker. And hoax number three. Hoax, a physician's advocacy group was widely cited as opposing President Trump's nomination of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to lead the Department of Health and Human Services. Fact, the advocacy group is an astroturf partisan organization funded by prominent left-wing donors that accepts fake signatures and fake signatories on its open letter. Fake signatures. Yep. And this is why the public trusts Trump more than the media. It's good to see the White House press office aim directly at the fake media using correct terms like fake news and hoax. The corporate media are not media. They are sociopathic political adversaries willing to do anything to bring Trump down, including spewing inflammatory rhetoric, smearing him as a dictator, fascist, and Nazi. That created a ripe environment for two assassination attempts. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning five-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.